at the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father?
That's the Good Day Show, isn't it, Dudley?
Why do we have, what's the, I came into the studio expecting to find Andy Greenberg in some close proximity.
Yeah, he'll be joining us in a minute. I figured you'd want a minute to play, so I gave you the minute to play.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
You can do anything you
actually,
want.
Actually, I was being sort of in a serious mood.
You were?
As I am from time to time. I've been reading a lot lately about how, especially after September 11th, a lot of people are trying to foster tolerance in religion. All of the major religions seem to be learning something about what has come from our lack of tolerance of other religions, others. It doesn't make any difference whether we have people who are short are intolerant of tall people. People who are heavy are intolerant of skinny
people. Ask Randy Newman.
Yeah, right. So, but this is something specifically that is a problem because there's so much religious diversity around, and it's causing a lot of religious conflict. And that's the problem that we have around the world. And I think that I was talking earlier today about this book that has, Roberta, been published. The guy who's a Muslim says Al-Qaeda was never the threat that the news media made it out to be and the government made it out to be, huh? And that they basically are done. Yeah, they're not. His philosophy is he's an Oxford scholar. He basically looks at all of the movements. There are tons of these movements all over the place. Mm-hmm. The news media got fascinated with the name Al-Qaeda, and that's how they became the focal point. Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and the story, Bin Laden and his money, and all that other stuff, and who he was connected to, made for fascinating reading, so he became a good bad guy.
Right.
But there are plenty of other bad guys who are maybe worse than Bin Laden, but they didn't have the charisma attached to their name or to their cause. But a lot of the trouble that has followed, not just us, but other countries in the West the last 30, 40 years have been from groups that, sort of came and went. They're not well organized. They're not well funded. And so the only difference between Al-Qaeda and these other groups is that they had Bin Laden and money. Bin Laden's gone and so's the money, so therefore Al-Qaeda. And I mean, when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Where do they get their money? Is it different? The Taliban and Al-Qaeda are not connected. Taliban is a different sort of terrorist threat because they're only interested in making money and selling drugs. Selling drugs
right.
And making money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it. They're not interested in killing. They're interested in killing anybody.
They don't
want
to bomb the Twin Towers.
They're not
Pentagon.
Not after. Right. There's no statement.
Right.
In what they're doing.
So like now Mexican thugs. Like the Mexican cartel.
Right, exactly. That's all they are. And as long as we keep buying drugs, they'll keep doing what they're doing. So do you understand the idea?
Yes.
That is, the people who have become intolerant toward the Muslim faith in our country have done so with a lot of artificial help from people who just want to have, again, sort of talking about what we were talking about earlier, Richie, a bad guy.
Right.
We always seem to have I don't want everybody to get along,
right.
But we
got
to have a boogeyman.
There has to be a good and bad yin and yang.
Yeah. So the idea of fostering tolerance, religious tolerance, is something that I really want to continue to talk about because I think that without a bad guy, in this case somebody who's a Muslim, I mean, what would have happened if one of these people who was associated with some other religion, let's say there was a Jewish terrorist. There are a lot of really the undesirable Jewish groups who have been quasi-terroristic. The Christian groups that have been quasi-terrorists over the years. There's always somebody or some group that's bad. And this guy in his book suggests that now that Bin Laden is gone, we don't have Al-Qaeda to kick around anymore. And so we're going to have to find some other group, whether they be Muslims or not, for the next 30 or 40 years to be our enemy to justify the amount of money that we spend on defense.
Right.
I think it's a fascinating theory, frankly.
Mm.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
It's the terrorism industrial complex.
That's what it is, the terrorism industrial complex. In a moment, we meet Andy Greenberg, who's a pretty interesting fellow. He's not a terrorist, I will tell you that. No. At least I don't think he is, right, Richie? He's not a terrorist.
He's not a terrorist. He's a terrorist for your happiness. He's he's there to make you happy.
He's a happiness terrorist. We like that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll find out if we can be happy and
like a happiness
live
consultant.
Happy life. Yeah, we're going to be happy. It's happy time. This is Happy Talk, Happy Time on the Doug Steffen Best Day Program.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm, so she's all about the numbers. Lately, she's been looking for a way to give her business a boost, so she signed up for email marketing from ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact is the easy, affordable way to drive business, generate referrals, and let people share your message on social media for as low as $15 a month. And Louise? In no time, her phone was ringing off the hook with more opportunities than she could count. Well, actually, she could, because she's an accountant. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
12 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you know, if you listen to this program with any regularity, you know that I like to introduce you to people who are there to help you. And what better way to help you? Remember we did that laughter yoga a while ago? Getting people to find their happy spot, their happiness quotient. And this isn't about artificial. There's nothing worse than an artificial or a phony laugh or something that comes along that somebody thinks is, like I say this all the time, most comedians are not funny. I was in Luxor the other day in Las Vegas, and they have Carrot Top, who's supposed to be there.
Well, like, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he's also horrible. There's nothing that he does.
He's great.
It's funny. Okay, you think he's great. I think he's horrible.
Okay,
so that's the idea, Richie. But I think we can agree that Andy Greenberg's message here is one that is worth consideration. This is a gentleman who has done any number of great things in terms of business. He's found ways to help people who are not happy. In fact, I'm just looking at this study that suggests, Andy, that Americans and French are the most depressed people on the planet. Why would it be that Americans and French people are depressed? What more or less, than, or in your instance, in this circumstance, more depressed? Why is that?
Basically because Americans tend to want everything now. They're not happy with what they have. And the minute they have something, they say, it's not enough, I want more, I want more, and I want more. And when that happens, and they don't get instant gratification, they don't see it right in front of them, they get depressed. Instead of thinking about all the wonderful things that we as American people have. In addition to that, when everybody wakes up in the morning and they hear the news, is the news ever any good?
No.
I mean, there's murder, there's accidents, there's disease, there's war, there's famine, and we get more media coverage about these items than just about any other country or any other place because of the access to all this information. So you can't blame them.
Yeah, I maintain, Andy, you and I have never spoken before, but I maintain the news media is our enemy because it isn't the news. First of all, it isn't the news anymore. It's all the pejorative BS that's created to make you afraid. You're going to listen more. We'll tell you when the thunder showers will hit. News at 11. So
exactly
how do we know the thunder shower is going to actually hit?
Yep, exactly correct. And that was the reason for what we started to develop about 2 years ago. and that is a daily motivational vignette or happiness vignette, or as someone said earlier, a happiness consultant, where we give all the listeners an opportunity to take an everyday event that happens to everybody and turn it around and make it a moment where, yes, they recognize their happiness, but they also can turn that moment into a behavioral change that will always bring them continuous achievement, continuous success, as long as they keep their eyes and their ears open. And when you hear that, it begins to balance out everything that you wake up with, which is, again, normally the bad news. And when that happens, you feel like a victim. Uh-oh, what's going to happen to me?
Right.
But once you have the tools to understand, no, I am not going to be a victim. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to take charge, and here's how I'm going to do it. That's what makes these vignettes so popular as they are.
Which we can find on your website, which is?
Which is andygreenberg.wordpress.com. And also, on a daily basis, on your show.
andygreenberg.wordpress.com. .wordpress. What's the matter with my dat and my dot?
Yeah, .wordpress.
Dems, dats, d's, and does.
Yep.
So the essence of finding solutions, I've been told by a friend of mine that I use the word problem too much on the program. I, however, am one who thinks that we are here, we're here to entertain people, we're here to inform people, we're here to make it a better day. And one of the things that we do is give people solutions to problems, or at least suggestions as to how to deal with items that may not be going so well in their life. And you cut out of that cloth, too.
Yes, and the word that I would substitute for problem would be event, because in reality, it is an event. We decide to call it a problem, but it's really an event. And there's a big word that goes around in business and in personal life, and people say, you know what, I got to find a solution to this problem. Let's go out and find a solution. Well, here's the problem with that, or here's the event with that. When you go out and find something, that means it already existed. But when you find something that exists, it doesn't always match with the event that you went through. So what I like to talk about is, instead of finding a solution, create one. Create one that is specifically designed to take your event, neutralize it, and then you can grow as a result of it. So when I'm out there talking, or when I'm out there, as you mentioned earlier, as a happiness consultant, and I hear that word, I say, let's turn it into an event, and then let's find a solution to that event, that and create that solution, incidentally, create that solution specifically for your need and for your requirements. And when you personalize it that way, it's like an individual says, there is a wow moment for me that I can take advantage of forever.
All right. These things you're going to begin hearing on the program called Your Daily High, and you have some military bracelet that you're supporting that's helpful for military families, right?
Yes, we are. It is through Elisa Ilana Jewelry, and they have a program called Soldier to Soldier Bracelets. And these bracelets are reminiscent of the bracelets that are worn by our soldiers in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and throughout the world. And anytime somebody makes a purchase from Elisa Ilana Jewelry, $25 of that purchase goes to support an organization that helps the families of those who were injured or had problems as a result of their military service to the United States. That's correct.
Again, the website is
ElisaIlana.com, and the website for Andy Greenberg is andygreenberg.wordpress.com.
Got it. Andy Greenberg here on Good Day.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission to explore strange new worlds. To seek
like
out new
house.
Life and new civilizations.
Yeah.
To boldly go where no,
no
man has gone before.
Like Roberta's bedroom. Sorry,
you know,
there.
As I listen to Ed Shatner's voice, think about what he said at the Sheen roast. He's 80 years old. Can you believe?
Shatner is 80
Bill
years old?
Shatner is 80
oh
years
goodness.
Old.
Oh, my goodness. He's in good
just,
shape.
He is, but he's too heavy.
Right, he's too heavy. But, I mean, the guy, he's full of energy, man.
Sure is.
Unbelievable.
So the reason we play the Star Trek theme there, though, as we get into our birthdays for this Wednesday, the 14th of September, is because Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov,
right,
is 75 today.
Wow.
I'm involved in one of his programs. You know the Chekhov program for farmers? You familiar with that?
When I go through the grocery store, I check off the list of items that my wife told me to get for
her.
So
where do you think that list came from? The checkoff list came from this guy. Next up, this is Pete Agnew. Aren't you a friend of his, Roberta?
Pete who?
Pete Agnew.
No.
No.
Why do you think I was a friend of his?
I don't know. His name is sort of wrong connected with you.
No, there's one of your Long Island Hall of Fame rock stars.
Oh, okay.
That he's thinking of.
Yeah.
What, another Agnew?
I think he's thinking of when you, the Pete Seeger stuff that you used to go see.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Anyway, from the group Nazareth, born in the state 1946, his big claim to fame, this song, Love Hurts. We all know that's the case. Let's see, attention to Nicole Williamson, who's the actor from England. Who was born in the state in 1936. You'd recognize him if you saw him. Isn't it Bowser's birthday today, Richie?
It is, Sean.
A lot of people thought that this group originated these songs. The younger listeners who were turned on by this stuff thought that the songs that Sha Na Na did were all theirs. There wasn't one original song
they ever did. They actually had a few original songs.
They
that
did?
Were kind of, yeah. Not much, but yeah, for the most part, they're a cover band.
Yeah.
They got a TV show out of it.
All right, let's see here. Who's next on our list, Richie? Looks like Mary Crosby, who's the lady who shot J.R. Remember that?
That's right.
Is she coming back in the revival of Dallas?
I would doubt it.
Kristen,
that's
she
right.
was Bing Crosby's daughter. You knew that, right? Did you know that?
I did.
No, I didn't know
Very
that.
Good.
Really?
Did you know
yes.
that?
Did
you
not
remember?
Know that.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you're listening to the
I am so
Doug
glad
Stephan
I'm listening
Best
to Doug. I learned all sorts of things I did not know.
I
love this song.
Aha. Uh-huh. Sam Neill, the actor's birthday is today. He's 64. Happy birthday to him. This is one of those aha moments, if you'll pardon the pun. Is that okay for me to use that?
It is, yes.
Here's Morton Harkett's birthday, 52 today. One of the singers with this is their big song. Are there any other songs they did?
This song was mega more for the video than it was for the song. This was one of the original mega video hits on MTV, like within the first, I don't know, 2-3 years, something like that. So that's why everybody remembers this song.
Okay, next up on the birthday list is Melissa Leo. Isn't she the one that was, she won the Academy Award, and she's the one that everybody laughed at? I didn't realize that she was in Homicide: Life on the Street.
No, you're thinking of Marissa Tomei.
No,
I'm
not.
That's right.
No,
I'm
not.
I think he's right.
No, I'm thinking of the movie that Mark, the movie about the fighter.
Mark Wahlberg?
Wahlberg.
Right.
Wasn't this woman, didn't she play his mother?
I couldn't tell you.
Melissa Leo? I think she did.
I don't know.
Yep, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, she's 51 today. Faith Ford, who is Hope on Hope and Faith, is 47 today. Happy birthday to all you having birthdays.
Man, am I sick of bad news.
We are expecting 15 to 20 inches of rain in the New Orleans region.
The head of Libya's National Transitional Council is giving Libyan cities 1 week to surrender.
Over the past 6 months, the economy has been gaining fewer and fewer new jobs.
Whether it's the ongoing clashes in Congress or the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, I just can't listen anymore. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. So where do you turn for some good news? Here's several options. First, there's the Good News Gazette. This website recycles reports like this one that first aired on CBS. It's about a family who's adopted 6 kids from Ethiopia. 5 have HIV and 1 has AIDS.
It's such a miracle if you think about the fact that our family is built up from across the world.
Another video shows a young child's face when he first hears his parents' voices after a cochlear implant.
We call that a late Christmas present.
Then there's the Good News Network. According to this website, the Sony Corporation has reduced its CO2 emissions by 31%. The Metropolitan Museum is returning some artifacts to Egypt, and fish will soon swim upstream again where a dam is being removed. What I like about these sites is they don't pack a political agenda, and they aren't syrupy and maudlin. It's just a list of fun facts and ordinary people doing extraordinary things with generosity of spirit. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Good friends lock you out.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happily, I am surrounded by beauty. That is Jennifer Horn and
you're
the
talking
Beast.
About Rich.
Brevity, yeah, the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, right. The tobacco industry.
Yeah.
Saying this week that it provides jobs for 57,000 Americans.
Oh, that's great.
That doesn't include the physicians, the X-ray technicians, the nurses, the firefighters, the respiratory specialists, the pharmacists, the morticians, the clergy, the florists and the grave diggers that are all involved as part of what goes on for those who use that product from the tobacco industry.
They just killed my father, so I gainfully employed a few of those people.
Yeah, there you go.
You're killing my father.
You'll kill my father, and I will see my revenge.
Yeah.
My name is,
like that.
What's his name? My name is Hugo Montoya. Yeah.
Yes, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
I love you, man. I love you so much. I swear to God, you're the greatest chick on the face of this planet for knowing that.
Here's the, we'll have, before we get to the show, well, what should we do first? The Wiener War or the story of Army Specialist Jeremy Hall?
Wiener War? Come on.
Wiener War is first?
I was going to give props to the Army Specialist first.
Well, I don't want us to have the Wiener 50, War 50, holding 50. Over our head while we give props to
somebody. I don't ever want to have a Wiener War holding over my head.
800-510-8255. Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Yeah.
Being remade to compete with Ballpark Franks.
Oh, yeah?
The two largest hot dog makers in the country are Kraft Foods, that owns Oscar Mayer, and Sara Lee, that owns Ballpark Franks.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
This is the first time in 20 years that there have been new things added to hot dogs, making them, according to Kraft, zestier and meatier.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. You know what's in a hot dog?
My God.
No, and don't tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. The folks at Kraft say, quote, consumers are continuing to look for higher flavors, beefier, juicier hot dogs.
Beefy.
And we see this as an opportunity to grow that portion of our business. By the way, both of these, I got this as I went through Chicago yesterday. I spent a lot of time in Chicago lately. I was going to actually stay there, Richie. If I hadn't had my little box with me, I would have stayed in Chicago last night because I was invited to an event that I would like to have attended. But I couldn't figure out if the event didn't get over until 10 o'clock. The last plane to Boston was 10:20. I wouldn't have made that. And then I would have been somehow on a tin can this morning.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jennifer, anyway. Here's Doug's philosophy. We bought this nice piece of equipment so that Doug
could
pretty we. I purchased it for you. You paid for it.
Thank you.
So that Doug could pretty much go anywhere he wants and do the show.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You have used it on several occasions, and it lets him connect to us, you know, pretty much over the internet, and sounds just like he's here in the studio. But Doug refuses to take it anywhere
not
with
refuse,
him.
Refuse? He just doesn't like us.
I could take it places with me these days.
Listen to this. Listen to this. He thinks that this piece of device, which was built to go with you so that you could broadcast
withstand
from anywhere,
tornadoes.
Is not built to be able to withstand traveling. Mm-hmm. So he's afraid to carry it anywhere because he's afraid he's going to break it. So it sits at the house.
No, it's not sitting. Well, it's sort of sitting in it.
At least it's safe and sound there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the reason I'm talking about Chicago is because both Sara Lee and Kraft are headquartered in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So the market research that's been done on people like you results in a frank fight because the market research suggests that you do not want to eat fat, ugly, unhealthy hot dogs.
Yeah.
But you do want to eat hot dogs.
Of course.
That's
we want
exactly
to eat
right.
Hot dogs. Last year, 956 million packages of hot dogs were sold in the supermarkets in the United States. 956 million packages. That's 30 million more than sold the year before.
That's a lot of pork.
And you know what's happening, and the reason that these people are getting into this, Oscar Mayer and Ballpark, because the local, this is back to the local interest in all kinds of food, the local regional brands that are usually a part of promotions at Major League Baseball franchises are overtaking the national brands, that is Oscar Mayer and Ballpark Franks. Even though Sara Lee calls theirs Ballpark Franks, there are, in most major league circumstances, a separate sort of unique kind of hot dog, or at least that's what they want to tell you, that is for the fans in that area only. I don't know whether you have that in where you are, Richie, in Virginia.
Yeah.
There's a website. You want to check this website out?
Sure.
WVHotDogs.com. Check that out. Everybody who's interested in this, WVHotDogs.com. WVHotDogs.com.
The West Virginia Hot Dog Blog.
Sponsored by a 48-year-old guy named Stanton Means, who is...
Stanton Means is,
he says, he's America's watchdog over hot dogs.
The wiener watchdog.
He finds nearly a dozen dogs every month that are new. There are new little dog places. The newest one is hot dogs made with maple syrup.
Yeah.
Mm. I just want a good old-fashioned one with mustard and ketchup.
Nitrates.
Yeah, but you don't want that. Yeah, exactly. That's what the big ones have. All right, you want to have a 2020 quiz on this?
Yes, unless it's going to freak me out. Is it gross?
No.
Okay.
No, I just want to know from you how many in billions, what do you think the total amount was Americans spent on hot dogs last year? Mm-hmm. In the billions. I'll give you that. You got to pick a number in the billions. 800-510-8255.
And when you call in,
yes,
you have to tell us what your favorite hot dog topping is.
Of course, yeah.
What's mine would be mustard and sauerkraut.
Relish.
Mm. I'm a mustard ketchup, and sometimes if I'm not kissing anybody, onions.
Relish. How about a chili dog? Yeah.
You know, not big into mixing my meats.
So Jack Stockwell and I were having dinner the other day in a buffet in Las Vegas.
Buffet, yes. Right?
Yeah. And I was eyeing the sausages, and he saw me eyeing the sausages. He says, I'm not going to tell anybody if you have one of those sausages.
Yeah.
You always have sausage.
There's something about
you
sausage.
You closet meat eater.
No, I don't eat beef.
You show up at the Vegetarians of America.
It's not. No,
you're
no.
You're a closet
I don't,
sausage
never,
eater.
I never claim to be a vegetarian.
Closet
I don't eat
sausage eater.
Chicken. I will eat a turkey sausage. And I will eat, sometimes, but sausage is not the same
you
for me.
You don't eat chicken. Who are you trying to kid?
I don't have chicken.
Turkey.
He'll eat turkey. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know the difference yet, chicken.
You just said
between chicken
you
and turkey.
You said I eat chicken.
I said no. I said I have a turkey and I have a turkey sausage. Mm. I would have that. All right, anyway, let's get this. This is not about me. It's about you and how much you eat and what you put on your hot dog and how much is spent. We better hustle to the phones at 800-510-8255. How much money was spent to buy hot dogs in America last year? It's in the billions. How much, how many, how large is that number? 800-510-8255. We have either a swell Doug Steffen prize or a food prize for the person that comes up with the right number. Make it fast, though. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm honestly crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I'm crying. I'm not happy because nobody's come up with the right number here. The Wiener Wars produce interesting realities. Everybody eats hot dogs. I shouldn't say everybody, but most people eating hot dogs. The kinds of hot dogs that you buy locally. You know, was it yesterday we were talking about the local butchers or last week, Friday, Saturday?
It was not yesterday.
All right. I think last Friday we were talking about local butchers. And, no, it was on the Saturday show about how there's a new business. The butchers are coming back the same as the local war produce person and the milk guy and every. So we're selling more and more local meats, including hot dogs. You can watch the hot dogs being made.
Ew.
Or watch the yeah, I guess it's kind of, yeah. So, but this is fascinating. 48% of American children under the age of 18 eat at least a hot dog a week.
Really?
A hot dog a week. Yeah, can you imagine that? A hot dog a week. John's in Owensboro, Kentucky. How much do you think we spend total on hot dogs in our country?
I think about $3.8 billion.
Well, that's optimal. They would love that if that were the case. That's a little high. The actual number, John, is about just a hair over $2 billion spent last year anyway on the buying the hot
dogs.
That's
a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, but then that doesn't count on the toppings and stuff. So you may be right when you consider all the toppings and things, the rolls
buns.
And that
and
stuff.
And the buns.
So
and
what
why the hell are they going to fix this problem with 10 buns and 8 hot dogs in a package?
Yeah, that's so dumb. Why do they
John,
do that?
What's your favorite topping?
I really just eat my hot dogs plain.
Do you really?
Really?
Plain Janes. Give him some of the food or whatever he wants there, Richie.
Absolutely.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select Iams dog food in 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you the person people come to for advice when planning their Disney vacation? If so, Disney Parks is looking for you. Celebrating its fifth annual search, the Walt Disney World Moms Panel is an online forum that serves as a resource for families planning a Disney vacation. For the first time in the panel's history, the call for new park-savvy panelists has expanded to include a variety of Disney specialties, featuring Disneyland Resort and Run Disney. Laura Spencer is social media manager for Walt Disney Parks and Resorts.
The Moms Panel offers guests online access to people who are Disney fans, not cast members. So this is really unusual. These are regular folks who have incredible insight on everything from Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Vacation Club, and Adventures by Disney. So I really think that anybody who is a fan of the mouse, moms, dads, people who don't have kids, anybody who has a love for all things Disney, apply.
Visit DisneyWorldMoms.com by September 16th to apply to be part of the panel. I'm Gail Humphrey.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Speaking of things that are good, is this crazy or not? You can reach your customers, your clients, with a message from the text message marketing folks at CaptainEmail.com. If you want a great marketing tool that is really great at cutting through all of the media baloney that's out there, you need to learn how to use this. And the best way to learn is to see a free trial. If you text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131, keyword Doug, to short code 313131, see how fast this thing will work. This text message marketing will deliver your message to your clients and your prospects very quickly, and it's very easy and very inexpensive. So get the free trial, see how it works. Text to Doug to 313131. Michael?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you, thank you. Would you go back a couple of days to the video that we had, the reporter who wanted to broadcast live from the firing range? There's probably nothing better for me to end on this hour than the audio. From actually, there are two things while you're finding that. There was a story the other day, the Google self-driving cars. You've heard about this. Google has developed self-driving cars. And they were involved in a traffic accident, cars driving themselves. The accident occurred near Google Mountain in California, according to a report. The accident involved two Priuses. Looks like the Google self-driving car rear-ended the other Prius, at least from the assessment of the photos that were on Google posted for comment. This is not the first accident Google cars have been involved in. It's the first time Google self-driving cars, there was one self-driving car and it was involved in an accident with a car that was being driven by a human being. In this circumstance, they were both self-driving cars. And they had a crash. How do you think, what do you do with that? But supposedly these cars, these cars for the future, they're going to be safer than having the human element drive them. Like they're supposed to be planes that fly without pilots. Oy. All right, Michael, this is a short video, a short audio, right? Here's the...
Now. Here at the range.
That's it.
Yeah, that was short.
That's it. The guy's trying to, he does a report broadcasting live from a fire range, and all you can hear is,
now. Here at the range.
That's our report for today. It's 51 past the hour. Good day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P. Me. It's time to take America back.
The roadshow for the jobs bill continues as the president turns the rhetoric up a notch. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It's a $450 billion bill. It's called the American Jobs Act, which is now in the hands of Congress. President Obama continued his roadshow to promote the package yesterday. The president making an appearance at a high school in Columbus, Ohio, imploring Congress to act.
There are construction projects like these all across the country just waiting to get started, and there are millions of unemployed construction workers who are looking for a job. So my question to Congress is, what on earth are we waiting for?
The president went on to accuse some Republicans of withholding support because they don't want to give him a win.
Give me a win? This isn't about giving me a win. This isn't about giving Democrats or Republicans a win. It's about giving the American people a win.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, key Republicans are ripping the president's jobs plan. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell called it a political exercise.
The $500 billion tax hike the White House proposed will not only face a tough road in Congress among Republicans, but from Democrats, too.
McConnell argued that raising taxes will not create jobs. On another front, another blow dealt to the health care law in court, with another federal judge ruling the law unconstitutional. U.S. District Court Judge Christopher Connor in Pennsylvania says Congress violated the Constitution by making it law requiring all Americans to have medical insurance starting in 2014. Connor said there are limits to federal power, and efforts to fix health care must fall within those limitations. The Obama administration can appeal the ruling. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where will you be in 7 years? A new home in a new city? The executive corner office? Or retired and relaxing on a beach? A lot can happen in 7 years, especially when it comes to your car, which is why Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned is offering an optional factory-backed extended limited warranty that may cover your vehicle for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every vehicle also comes with roadside assistance and undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. 7 years. It might seem like a long time, but when you've been building safe, quality luxury vehicles for 125 years, it's really no time at all. Remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a second straight day of positive numbers for the stock market. The Dow up 45 points, closing at 11,106 yesterday. S&P and NASDAQ finished with gains as well. Don't look now, but this is just around the corner. Scraping. Shoveling. And and spinning. The Farmer's Almanac is out with its winter forecast for 2011-2012. And the Almanac is looking for frigid cold conditions in the northern plains, northern Rockies, and western Great Lakes, the southern and eastern U.S. According to the Almanac, can expect above average temperatures. The mid-Atlantic and northeast expected to be wet and wild. A stormy winter there with temperature extremes and lots of wet, heavy snow in the month of February. Truthfully, many of us take the Farmer's Almanac long-range winter forecast with a grain of wheat. Something new from Facebook this week, a new way to categorize friends. Smart Lists made their debut this week. It groups a user's friends based on things they have in common, such as address, school, employer, family, and other factors. Some industry analysts say Facebook is improving its system to keep users from moving over to Google+. That new social network has gained over 25 million users since starting up in June. Facebook has over 750 million users worldwide. And finally, can you sing the Star-Spangled Banner by heart? Most of us can, but it might be a different story if you had to do it in front of thousands of people. Most recently, Cyndi Lauper botched the words this past weekend when she sang the anthem at the semifinals of the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
On the ramparts we watched.
So far, so good. She sang, as our flag was still streaming, it's supposed to be, we're gallantly streaming. Coming to Cindy's defense, past American Idol winner and national anthem singer, Jordan Sparks, who performed the anthem at the Super Bowl a few years back, and she sang it at the NFL season opener in Green Bay last week.
It is one of the scariest things I do ever. Every time before I go out there, I'm always just like, please don't let me forget the words.
Listen, it's not an easy song to sing even when you do remember the words. So let's cut Cyndi Lauper some slack here. It takes courage to sing the anthem in public. After all, this is the home of the brave. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select Iams dog food in 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th.